Lord, we are all together this morning.
赞美主，今天早晨我们都聚在一起。
And not only the saints from Flushing are with us.
不但是在法拉盛的圣徒们在这里。
Also, today, the young people, since they just had a conference last week, they are also joining us this morning.
今天早晨年轻人他们上个周末有特会。
So because,
他们也跟我们一起。
So let me just give you a very brief schedule for this morning.
让我告诉你今天早晨的程序。
For the sake of all the saints, so we will have simultaneous translation.
为着所有的圣徒，我们会有同步的翻译。
And I will give a brief summary of the book of 1 Timothy.
我会把提摩太前书做一个总结。
And this summary of 1 Timothy is also a continuation of what they heard last week in Harvey Cedars.
今天早上这个提摩太前书的总结也是上个周末他们特会的一个继续。
So we hope that they will also have some response which they can express what they have enjoyed or what they heard last week, including today.
所以我们盼望年轻人也能够照着他们上个周末所听见的，还有今天早晨所听见的，有些回应。
And the second part, Brother Benjamin will share something.
然后第二部分，陈弟兄会有些交通。
So don't worry, I'm not going to be very long.
所以不要担心，我不会交通的很长。
You know, we are reviewing 1 Timothy 5 and 6 this week.
这个星期，上个星期我们是交通到提摩太前书第五章、第六章。
This means we have finished.The book of 1 Timothy.
换句话说，我们就交通完了提摩太前书。
I mean, so this is like a summary of the whole book.
所以这就是一个整本整卷书的一个总结。
I just bring out a few points that to me was very touched me very much.
我交通几点对我非常摸着我的。
This time we got into 1 Timothy, and I believe to some saints also, we realize.The book of 1 Timothy is a book that tells us the church is the house of God.
提摩太前书告诉我们，教会就是活神的家。
It's not just Paul wrote this letter to Timothy.
不只是保罗写给提摩太。
He particularly underlined and highlighted this point that the church is the house of God.
他强调特别点出这个教会就是活神的家。
And this is not only because he mentioned in chapter 3 verse 15.
这不单单是因为他在提摩太前书三章五十五节。
And we can take a look of 1 Timothy 3:15.
我们可以看一下三章十五节。
And Paul mentioned, if I delay, I write that you may know.
保罗说倘若我单言，我也你也可以知道。
How one ought to conduct himself in the house of God.
你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth.
这家就是活神的召会，真理的柱石和根基。
You know, this verse is, you can say it's the key verse of this book.
这一节经节是整卷书的一个关键的经
节。It also gives the title of this book.
也是整本书的一个题目。
That is, the church is the house of God.
就是召会就是活神的家。
But it's not just he mentioned it in chapter 3 verse 15.
但是不单单是在三章十五节提到。
Actually, at the very beginning of this book, in the opening verses, Paul already mentioned that he left...Timothy in Ephesus so that he may charge certain ones not to teach differently.
甚至在第一章里面第四节就讲到我往就是保罗往马其顿去的时候曾劝你提摩太仍住在以弗所好嘱咐那几个人不可教导与神的经纶不同的事。
To teach, not to teach differently from God's economy.
不可教导与神的经纶不同的事。
Actually, we've mentioned that the word economy, which we don't read it, we don't see it in English or in Chinese, but in the original Greek, it contained the word house.
经纶两个字在英文和中文，你看你读不到这个家，但是在原文的里面有家这个字。
Oikonomia, oikos is the house.
这个字的前一个部分 oiko 就是家。
And not only Paul mentioned this, that they need to teach the economy of God, which is God's house law.
不但是保罗嘱咐提摩太要教导神的经纶，就是关于神家的事。
Before he came to the 3:15, in chapter 3, he mentioned about the house.
在第三章十五节之前，第三章里面就提到了关于家的事情。
You see, in chapter 3, he talks about the overseers and the deacons.
在第三章开始讲到召会的监督与执事。
And if we look at chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and verse 12,
在四节、五节，还有十二节。
Now you see, this is actually before, just before chapter 3. This is just before, okay, chapter 3, verses 4, 5, and 12.
对，第四节、第五节跟第十二节。
You see, he who manages well his own house, this he was referring to the overseers.
那个好好管理自己的家，这是指的监督。
He who manages well his own house, having his own children in subjection with all gravity, but if one does not know how to manage his own house, how will he care for the church of God?
所以你讲到这个监督使儿女凡事庄重服从，人若不知道管理自己的家，怎能照料神的召会？这是指监督。
And verse 12 of chapter 3, deacons must be husband of one wife, managing his own, managing their children and their own house well.
十二节讲到知识只可做一个妻子的丈夫，
okay,
好好管理儿女和自己的家。
Let me just mention this briefly. Don't consider the overseers and the deacons. They are positions in the church. They are just the serving ones.
这个监督和执事，它不是一个地位，它只是在召会里面服侍的。
These serving ones, actually, they are stewards.
这些服侍的呢，他们是管家。
The stewards also is related to the house.
这管家也是跟家有关系。
You have to see that this is related to the church. It's the house of God.
这些都是跟召会是活神的家有关系。
And not only that, okay, let me mention this when we come to chapter 5.
我们到了读到这个第五章。
Twice it mentioned about the household.
两次提到这个家。
You know, when you talk about God's house, you're not talking about the building.
当我们讲到这个神的家，我们不是讲这个建筑物。
We're talking about the household.
我们是讲到这一个家庭。
The members in the household of God.
在这个神家里面的。每一个成员。
This is not a small thing.
这不是一件小的事情。
You know, in actually, I have mentioned this, but this morning I don't have time to do this, to go through this carefully, sequentially following the time.
我们有时间，我过去提到，就是我们有时间把这个他这个照着时间的次序来讲这件事情。
Paul actually wrote Ephesians first.
保罗是先写了以弗所书。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
以弗所书二章第十九节。
He told the saints in the church in Ephesus.
他对在以弗所的圣徒们提到。
Give us Ephesians 2:19. There he says, "So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners."
这样你们就不再是外人和寄居的。
But you are fellow citizens with the saints.
你们是圣徒同国之民。
You are members in the household.Of God.
是神家里的亲人。
I don't know how when the Ephesians first read this, this letter, Ephesians, how much did that impress them?
我不知道以弗所圣徒们当保罗第一次写给他们的时候，他们的印象是什么？
I suppose not enough.
我想他们印象不是很深。
Therefore, there's not still those who teach something different from God's economy.
所以就会有那一些在以弗所还有人教导与神的经纶。
They did not realize really the burden, the central burden of what they need to speak is God's house.
他们不知道这个中心的负担，他们应该讲的就是神的家。
Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, after Paul mentioned that you may see, that you may know how to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, pillar and base of the truth.
当保罗在这个三章那里告诉提摩太，他这样写是要叫提摩太知道如何在神的家中。
He went on to say this in 3:16.
然后第十六节他就接着讲。
You see, right after that, he said, "And confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness."
十六节讲到，并且大哉敬虔的奥秘，这是众所公认的。
What is the great mystery of godliness?
这个大哉敬虔的奥秘是什么
？The great mystery of godliness is the church is a house of God, right?
这个敬虔的奥秘就是。教会是神的家。
But you see, it is not just a great mystery.
但是你不是仅仅是大的奥秘。
It's a great mystery of godliness.
是你讲到的是大哉敬虔的奥秘。
This is something really tremendous.
这是不得了的事。
I think Paul finds himself is using such an expression to express what he saw.
保罗是用这一个词来啊。形容他所看见的。
The church is the house of God. It's the great mystery of godliness.
教会是神的家，是敬虔的奥秘，大哉敬虔的奥秘。
If you see that the church is the house of God, you will have some understanding of what is great mystery of godliness.
如果你知道什么。什么是教会是活神的家？你对大哉敬虔的奥秘呢，就会有所了解。
You know, actually, godliness is a very important term in this book.
这个敬虔呢，在这一卷书里面啊，是很重要的词。
This term, godliness, in some version, including I believe Darby, also translate this into piety.
这个在达密的他的圣经翻译里面，他这个词呢。也翻作这个虔诚。
This word, godliness or piety, it implies there is a certain wholesome fear.
在这里讲到敬虔虔诚呢，它其实又提到它有这个一种非常健康的敬畏这个意思在。
You know, we usually consider fear is something not very good.
我们经常讲这个敬畏很像是。害怕不好的词。
You think if you have fear, you're worried about being punished or you receive something very bad or something.
要有惧畏的话呢，我们在想我们可能会受处罚。
But if you see the church is the house of God, it will generate, it will bring out a kind of a wholesome fear.
如果我们知道这个教会是活神的家，我们就会产生一种健康的。一种敬畏。
I want to tell you, I did not make this up.
我告诉你们，这个不是我编出来
的。And so, oh, you know, James, when you talk about when you talk about the house, God's house is full of love. It just includes everybody, embraces everyone, kisses everyone. It's, you know, never bring any fear. Always just bring love, right?
我们平常人家你讲这个神的家应该就是都是爱，都是拥抱都是我们亲切的这些的。
I would say in the past I have that kind of impression too.
过去当我对这个讲到这个家，我是有这样的印象。
But this time when we went through the first Timothy, I was very much touched about if we see the church is the house of God, we will understand what is great is the mystery of godliness.
这次我读读到这个教会是活神的家呢。那我就读进去，知道这个教会呢，它是应该给我们一种很健康的一种敬畏的感觉。
Because when you see this, then you will have a kind of a wholesome fear.
因为你看见这个的话呢，你就会里面有这个敬畏升起来。
You will not take the church as the house of God for granted.
你就不会把这个教会是这个神的家。当作一件很随便理所当然的事情。
The reason is because when this term, the house of God, was first mentioned in the Bible,
这是因为当这个 神的家在召会，在神的家在圣经中第一次提到的时候
，It's mentioned in Genesis chapter 8 related to Jacob。
是在这个创世纪第二十八章跟讲到雅各的时候提到。
Well, this morning I don't have time to go through the story of Jacob. Many of you already know Jacob's story.
今天早上我们有时间讲这个雅各的事情，
but,
你们很多人都已经读过。
I would just bring out this particular part of his life.
我就提到一点关于他的。他雅各的生一生的事情。
In Genesis chapter 28, we find that Jacob was forced to leave his father's house.
在创世纪二十八章讲到这个二十八章讲到雅各被迫离家。
Actually, Jacob was forced to leave his father's house was on his own because of his own doing.
雅各所以离家是因为他自己做的。做的结果。
And his own doing was that he did not appreciate his father's house that much.
原因是雅各对他自己的家，肉身的家，他没有那么欣赏。
You might say he took for granted about his father's house.
我们可能可以说啊，他就把这个家当作应当的。
So he left his father's house.
所以他就离开了他的家。
He became homeless.
他就成为无家可归的。
And that night, he was camping, in the wilderness.
那天晚上呢，他就在旷野啊住宿。
And it was at that time, at that moment, when he became homeless, he had a dream.
在他没有无家可归，在晚上的时候，他睡觉就有个梦。
And the end of this dream was that the heaven opened.
在这个梦的结果就是。他看见天开了。
And there was a ladder.
然后呢，有一个梯子。
And the messengers of God was ascending and descending.
这梯子立在地上，那神的使者上去下来。
And then God was in the heaven, start to speak to him.
然后神在天上就向他说话。
And promised him.
也应许他。
And much more than what he was trying to grab throughout his life.
所讲的超过他在人生的里面啊想要得着的。
And he woke up.
然后他醒了。
It's a vision in his dream. 他的一个意象，一个 vision.
他就看见了这一个意象。
And then he woke up.
然后他醒了。
He said, "Jehovah is here. I did not know it."
他说这个耶和华在这里，我竟然不知道。
Okay, now.This is the verse I want you to see. Genesis chapter 28, verse 16. And Jacob.
我要你读，创世纪二十八章十六节。
和十七节，17。
第十七节。
And Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely Jehovah is in this place, and I did not know it."
他说，耶和华在这里，我竟不知道。
And he was afraid.
然后就讲，他就惧怕。
And said, "How awesome is this place?"
说这地方何等可畏。
This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven.
这不是别的，乃是神的家，也是天的门。
Now I want you to see that this is the first time this term, the house of God, is revealed in the Bible.
我要你们知道，这是圣经中第一次提到神的家。
It's revealed to this homeless person.
是对一个无家可归的人。
Who took his father's house for granted?
他不把他的父亲的家当作一回事。
But God in His mercy and grace.
但是神在他的怜悯和恩典里。
Revealed this to him.
把这一个意象给了他。
And he said, "Jehovah is here. I did not know it."
他说耶和华在这里，我竟不知道。
He was afraid.
他就起了敬畏。
Do you think this afraid is bad?
你说这个敬畏，这个可畏是坏的吗？
No, it is a wholesome fear.
这是一个健康的敬畏。
And I use this expression that he was awestruck.
我说这个他是啊，
肃然起敬。
肃然起敬。
You know, the young people like to use this word awesome.
年轻人喜欢用这个词，可畏。
Sometimes it's not so awesome, but they say it's awesome.
有时候啊，不是那么可畏啊，但他们也说可畏。
I think they use it too lightly and too cheaply.
他们把这个词啊用的太便宜了啊。
This awesome is when you see the church is the house of God. This is awesome.
这个可谓啊，是你看见的，召会是神的家，那你就啊，起了敬畏。
And what happened? I don't need to tell you too much about the rest.
我不必再告诉你们其他的。
And so in that bare spot,
就在那个旷野里面。
Nothing there.
什么都没有。
Except that stone that he laid his head on.
只有那块石头，他藏在当做枕头。
He raised that stone.
他就把这个石头啊竖起来
，and he pour oil on it，
然后倒油在石头上。
In faith, he believed the house of God will be built。
在信心里，他说，神的家，神的家要被建造。
And he called that Bethel，
他就叫那个地方伯特利。
Not just a Bethel house, but a real Bethel。
不是我们隔壁这个房间，我们叫他。伯特利是乃是真的伯特利。
You know, actually, this word Bethel is, well, of course, is the house of God.
伯特利的意思就是神的家。
It's the house.
是家。
So when you see the house of God, the church is the house of God.
当你看见召会是神的家
，then you will see the for the building up of the house is of supreme importance.
那你就会看见了。这个召会神的家的建造是非常的重要。
So anyway, I just give you this much to show you this time. I'm really deeply impressed. The First Timothy is the book on the church is the house of God.
我交通这个就是让大家看见，提摩太前书呢就是讲到召会是神的家。
If you are all struck,
如果你啊听见了肃然起敬。
If you really think this is an awesome place,
如果你觉得这是可畏的地方
then you will not take the church for granted.
你就不会把这个召会啊当做一件平常的。
And we understand that last weekend or last week or early this week, when you were in Harvey Cedars, you were all touched similar by something by this.
我听见年轻人呢在过去的这个星期他们也被这件事情摸到。
And I heard that many of you really express that you want not to be so passive. You know, when you're taking things for granted, you're just sort of being very passive.
年轻人也觉得他们不应该被动。当你把这一件事情啊看作很平常的时候啊，你就被动。
They want to now take the initiative. We heard from Frank told us on Tuesday night. Many of them expressed they want to take the initiative.
年轻人他们就有这样的心愿。他们要积极，要主动。
So now this morning I want to share with you, what does it mean by taking initiative?
今天我要跟你们交通什么是怎么主动。
How do you take the initiative?
你怎么主动
？Okay, now actually Paul wrote 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy to him as a young person.
保罗写的提摩太前书跟后书提摩太是一个年轻人。
He said, "Do not let anyone despise your youth."
在书里面书信里面他就讲你不要叫人小看你年轻
But in words, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity be the example of other believers
在言语行为信心爱心上都做信徒的榜样
Yes, that I think is what your desire after Harvey Cedars
这是很多年轻人的心愿他们参加特会之后
They want to take the initiative
他们要主动
They want to serve
他们要来服侍
They want to function
他们愿意进功用
They want to be the examples of other believers
他们愿意做其他信徒的榜样
I think such desire is wonderful It's commendable
有这样的心愿呢非常的好
But in 1 Timothy Paul was very practical to Timothy
在提摩太前书保罗对提摩太讲了非常实际的话
So he actually mentioned in chapter 6 verse 11 he gave some very practical ways
在六章提摩太前书六章十一节保罗讲了很多很实际的路
And let me just read those verses with you and then I will explain to you using the context of this book
我们读一下这个经节，然后我就用它上下文来跟你们解释一下。
And verse 6:11 said, "But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, meekness."
十一节，但你这属神的人啊，要逃避这些事，竭力追求公义、敬虔、敬爱、忍耐、温柔。
Fight the good fight of the faith.
你要为信仰打那美好的仗。
Lay hold on the eternal life.
持定永远的生命。
To which you were called and have confessed a good confession before many witnesses.
你已蒙召进入这永远的生命。
So,
也在许多见证人面前做了美好的承认。
So, to have the initiative means you have to follow these verbs.
要主动的话呢，你就要照着这些经节。
You have to flee.
你需要逃避。
You have to pursue.
你也需要竭力追求。
You have to fight.
你需要打。
You have to lay hold.
你必须要持定。
Okay, now, so let me just explain these: to flee, to pursue, to fight, and to lay hold.
我就解释一下什么是逃避、竭力追求，还有打那美好的仗，还有持定。
那I think it is a very practical way of being taking the initiative.
我想这是非常实际的。我们怎么主动
？Now, but let me tell you this, dear brothers and sisters. Don't think when you are doing things when I'm fleeing, am I now pursuing or am I fighting the ones? No, actually, sometimes you will find yourself in the situation when you are pursuing, you are actually fleeing.
他不是说你要先呢要逃避啦，然后再竭力追求啊。有时候你逃避的时候，你已经在竭力追求。
Actually, in other words, what I'm trying to say is, it is they are not sequential, but they are concurrent.
换句话说，它不是一个次序前后次序的问题，它是同时发生的。
Okay, so first thing is about godliness with contentment is great gain.
第一就是敬虔。知足加上敬虔就是大利。
You see, this godliness with contentment, godliness, as I mentioned, sometimes is translated as piety, that whatever you realize, there is a kind of a wholesome fear.
但是你讲到这个敬虔它其实就是讲到一种很健康的敬畏。
And this is not something for you to take for granted.
你不应该把这个当作很随便的一件事情。
Don't think that because you know, I know what is godliness, we have to enjoy God and then we express Him. Yes, of course, that's true.
敬虔呢是要享受神、彰显神。
But don't think it's that easy.
不错，但是呢，不是这么容易。
Okay. Firstly, you have to be. You see, it's godliness with contentment.
这里讲到敬虔加上知足。
You know, it's hard for the young people to be contented.
年轻人啊，不大容易知足。
I mean, because it is a time in life that you pursue.
因为在你人生的里面，年轻人他正在追求。
But the question is, what do you pursue?
问题就是在你在追求什么
？Of course, most of the things you pursue is really in this temporal life.
其实你追求，大部分的人追求都是追求那短暂的事情。
As Christians, we don't pursue the temporary things.
基督徒，我们并不追求。
We pursue things that is of eternal value.
我们追求有永远价值。
But you can say this very easily.
讲起来很容易。
But you know, all these temporal things are very attractive.
短暂的事情啊，对我们啊很有吸引力。
So the question is that firstly, you realize godliness. There is a wholesome fear. You acknowledge God's sovereignty.
这个敬虔呢，你了解到它是一件可畏的事情你就会了解神有他主宰的安排。
That God put you in your family.
主把你摆在你的家里。
And you are born in the 21st century.
你在21世纪出生。
And or the end of 20th, but anyway, you are now living in the first 21st century.
也许是20世纪末了，但是无论如何，你在21世纪里活着。
In New York City.
活在纽约市里。
In this information explosion age,
在这个讯息爆炸的时代。
And so it is. I know the young one always tell the old one, you don't understand what we're going through. Yeah.
年轻人常常说，你们年纪大了不懂得我们。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
You have to have this wholesome fear.
你必须应该有这样健康的敬畏。
Is God's sovereignty place you at this time in this place?
神主宰的在这个时间。在这个地方把你摆在这里。
And you have been contented with it.
你要知足。
All your contemporaries, they are pursuing all kinds of things.
你啊，同时的同学啊，朋友啊，他们都在追求许许多多的事情。
Particularly wealth.
特别是财富。
And you think if you have money, you can solve everything.
你以为你有钱，你什么都可以做。
But Paul wrote here the love of money is the root of all evil.
在这里，保罗讲这个贪财啊，是万恶之根。
And there are lots of temptations.
还有很多的诱惑。
Lots of snares.
还有很多的网罗。
Want to pierce you.
这些都要刺穿你。
So as the man of God, you have to flee.
所以做属神的人，我们就应该逃避。
In order to flee, you have to be contented.
要逃避，你需要知足。
And contented, why? Because you have already pursued what have made you contented.
你为什么要知足呢？因为你已经在追求到你可以满足的了。
Okay, now the first thing he talks about what is to pursue is righteousness.
他第一提到追求的事情就讲到追求公义。
Okay, so I talked about the church is a house of God.
我谈到了教会是神的家。
I talked a little bit about godliness.
谈到一点敬畏敬虔。
Now I want to talk about righteousness.
现在我要谈交通到这个公义。
You know, Paul mentioned as a man of God, flee and pursue. The first thing to pursue is righteousness.
保罗提到要逃避，要追，竭力追求。第一件他提到要追，竭力追求的就是公义。
I don't think righteousness is near the top of the list of what young people think about or talk about.
公义啊，不是年轻人啊，在他们名单上他追求的前面的。
We were asking some young persons last night, what do you think? Do young people talk about righteousness?
我问昨天晚上问一个年轻人，年轻人谈不谈这个公义啊？
This is not a common term they use.
他们平常没有这个词。
But you know, actually, righteousness, of course, is a term which is very important in the Bible.
公义这个词在圣经里面是非常重要的。
Because God is righteous.
因为神是公义的。
The Lord Jesus was righteous.
主耶稣基督是公义的。
But we have the definition, righteous is to be right with God and to be right with man.
公义就是与神与人都是对的。
Let me just use very simple examples. How are you to be right with God?
用一个很简单的例子，你怎么能够跟神是对的呢？
Well, of course, we need to believe in him.
当然我们需要相信他。
And we believe he is almighty, he is all present, he is all wise, he is the source of every good.
我们相信他是大人，他是智慧，他是知道一切，他是一切的善的源头。
But he is also sovereign.
他也是主宰的。
And we have to acknowledge and accept his sovereignty.
我们必须承认也接受他的主宰。
Actually, you know, Jacob, before he saw the house of God, he was someone who was not contented with God's sovereignty.
雅各那个时候呢，他就没有对神主宰的安排啊有一个满足感。
And I believe many young ones sometimes unconsciously you have that kind of a unhappiness.
这个年轻人啊，可能很多啊下意识的里面呢、啊，他们有些他不满足或者不高兴的地方。
If you toward God have such an attitude, you are not right with God.
如果你对神有这样的态度啊。那你跟神的关系不对。
You rebel against God's sovereignty.
那你就悖逆对神主宰的安排。
Okay, so learn to accept God's sovereignty.
所以年轻人应该学习接受神主宰的安排。
And then not only you're right with God, but you're right with man.
这样你跟神就会对，你跟人也会对。
You know, it is so wonderful that in this book talks so much about the human relationships.
在这几章里面讲到很多人际之间的关系。
In chapter 5 talks about the older man, older women, younger man, younger woman.
第五章提到这个年长的、老年的、老年人，还有老年青年人，还有老年的妇女，还有青年妇女。
You know, in the church, we have saints of every age group.
在教会里面，我们有不同年龄的圣徒们。
And I think young people, particularly if you have the desire to serve, to come to the meeting, to enter more into the church life, you will come into contact with saints of every age group.
特别年轻人，你想要在教会生活里面，你想要服侍，想要进公益，你会接触到很多不同年龄层的圣徒们。
You know, particularly nowadays, we have lots of modern technology.
特别是在现在有很多这个新时代的这些技术。
And more and more we have to use it because many saints bring in their iPad, iPod, so we have the Wi-Fi, we have the hymns and the verses projected so the saints can use.
所以很多圣徒们他有这个就是苹果公司出的产品，大家可以上网所以我们有这些诗歌，有这些预备。
But you see, dear brothers and sisters, actually we want you to see, I myself, I'm in the older generation, so be patient with us, okay?
我是属于年纪长的那一层，所以大家对我忍耐一点。
So we cannot use these very efficiently, very quickly, you know. I don't text, but anyway, I know you do that all the time. Be patient, don't upbraid the older man.
这年轻人你们要对年长的要不要他们慢一点你们不要太急。不要言辞年老的。
You know, so I think that to be right with man is very practical.
所以我说这个跟人有对的关系呢，这是非常实际的。
This is to say, that's why actually it's very interesting. Both in chapter First Timothy chapter 6 and Second Timothy chapter 2, the first thing Paul encouraged them to pursue is righteousness.
这里讲到这个保罗对提摩太提到的第一个要追求的呢，就是讲到要公义，就是公义。
And then, actually, you know, I'm not going to talk about the other items. But if you get something from this point, I think we'll be fine.
我不谈其他的。如果这一点你如果听进去的话呢，我想你们就很好了。
Because this is really the teaching from the Lord Jesus Himself.
这是主耶稣基督的教训。
You know, in Matthew chapter 6.
在马太第六章
You know, the beatitude the Lord Jesus spoke on the mountain to his disciples. And he said, you know, do not store treasure for yourself on this earth.
这个主耶稣讲不要为你自己积攒财宝在地上。
But store up your treasure in the heavens.
要积攒财宝在天上。
He said, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Then he went on to say, "Don't worry about what to eat and what to drink and what to put on and so on."
他后来就讲着，你不要注意不要担心要吃什么，喝什么。
Then we come to this marvelous verse.
然后有一节很奇妙的经节。
Matthew 6:33.
马太第六章第33节。
And there he said, "But seek first his kingdom."And his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
在马太福音第六章33节讲到，你们要先寻求他的国和他的义，这一切都要加给你们。
You know, at that time, when I mean this verse, I mean I'm sure the saints are very familiar. But in the past, I don't quite understand why seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
弟兄姊妹都很熟这些经节，我过去就不了解为什么他是讲到这个寻求他的国和他的义。
Seek his kingdom is right.
寻求他的国是对的。
But what does it mean to seek his righteousness?
寻求他的义是什么意思呢
？It's because we are in God's house.
因为我们在神的家里。
We need to be right with God, and we need to be right with man.
在神的家里，我们应该对神对人关系都是对的。
So therefore, so how do you mean? Now, what do you mean by right with man?
你跟人是对的关系是什么意思呢？
In Acts chapter 20:35,
在使徒行传二十章35节
，When the Lord Jesus, I mean, when Paul was speaking to the elders from the church in Ephesus,
当保罗对以弗所的长老们说话的时候
，He said, "Remember the word of our Lord Jesus."
他说要你们要记到这个主耶稣自己的话。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
这里讲说纪念主耶稣的话，他自己说过，施比受更为有福。
Now, dear young brothers and sisters, for you to pursue righteousness.
年轻人在你们追求公义的时候
How to be right with other people?
怎么跟别人是对的
Remember the word of the Lord Jesus.
记住主耶稣的话
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
先寻求神的国神的义。
How do you seek his kingdom and his righteousness?
你怎么追求神的国神的义？
Remember, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
记住，施比受更为有福。
Righteousness to man has a lot to do whether you are trying to take from other people or you are giving to others.
这个公义啊，在跟人的关系里面啊，跟我们啊，是要从别人得到，还是我们给别人啊，很有关系。
Give your time.
把你的时间给人。
Give your attention.
把你的注意力给人。
By give your love and care.
把你的爱，你的关心给人。
Give all, give others what the resources the Lord has given to you.
把主所给你的这些给人。
Then you will find this is really a greater blessing.
你就会发现这是更大的祝福。
This is what it means to live in the church life.
这个就是什么是在教会生活里。
This is what it means to be that the church is the kingdom of God.
这个也就是教会就是神的国的意义。
So let me end with this verse, Romans 14:17.
那我用罗马书十四章十七节来结束。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
神的国不是吃喝。
But righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
乃是公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
I tell you, dear brothers and sisters, when you pursue righteousness,
当你追求公义的时候
，and the godliness and the rest.
还有金钱，还有其他的。
You are actually fight the good fight.
你就在打那美好的仗。
You are holding unto eternal life.
你也就持定了永远的生命。
So I hope that what you heard this week in Harvey Cedars and what you heard from about the First Timothy, it will inspire you.
我希望你年轻人就是特会里面听到的。和现在讲到的提摩太啊，能够给你们啊有激发。
You will say, "This is an awesome place."
你会讲啊，这个地方真是可畏。
Jehovah is here, and I did not know it.
耶和华就在这里，我竟然不知道。
But now I know.
现在我知道。
So may the Lord make us all such functioning living members in His house.
叫主都叫我们在他的家里做活的进攻用的肢体。
I thank the Lord that we have Brother Frank to do the translation for me. Because we know that Frank has very good memory, so he will not translate my speaking sentence by sentence, but paragraph by paragraph. this way,I will really make it very short, okay? And I really have a very strong burden, otherwise I won't come up here. And my burden is that even though this book, First Timothy, is very short, but yet it is an extremely important book. Now this is what I tried to impress you this morning.
Amen. 我有一个负担，就给我们看见提摩太前书虽然是一本简短的书信，但这本书的负担是非常的重要。
Then what is the burden of this book?
这本书的负担是什么呢？
Very simple. That just try to impress us that concerning the saints, we are open to the saints, and concerning the teachings.We cannot open to all the teachings.
这负担很简单，就是关于圣徒，我们都需要接纳。但是关于神话的教导，我们不是什么都接纳。
So there are many verses showed us that we should be open to all the saints.
很多
And only three kinds of saints that we cannot receive because of three things. This is not what we invented, but all these are mentioned in the Bible. So let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
这三件事在圣经里都有提到 所以我们先来看哥林多前书6章11节
And here Paul mentioned six things. We only need to read one verse. That is verse 11. Let us the English ones read this verse once. Chinese also read this again. Then the third time we read this verse 11 using our mother tongue, whatever, whether you're Korean or Spanish. Read this, okay? Read this verse 11.
哥林多前书六章十一节读一遍，然后我们用中文，然后我们用你的母语来读。 And these things were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
It seems that not the same verse I have in mind. You have 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. So my version is the old version, right? So this is the, it seems not the same verse. Okay, so you read my you read my recovery version. Okay, okay. So we use English first. Okay, but now I have written to you not to mingle with anyone who is called a brother, if he is a fornicator or covetous man or the idolater.
Or a reviler, or a drunkard, or a rapacious man.
So, with such men, not even to eat. In other words, this kind of person, we cannot receive them, and even to eat with them is forbidden. And so, here these
chapter 5:11.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, 5:11. Not
6:11. 1 Corinthians 5:11.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 5:11. Okay. So here you have these six things mentioned here. When I was young, I was very puzzled because some of the things seemingly is not that serious, like a drunkard or reviler or a rapacious man. Oh no, that's terrible! Don't. But some important things like to murder a person is not mentioned here. Mm-hmm. Why? Why the Bible is this way?
所以在零前五章十一节这里说到六种的人，那当然我们不要做那些行淫乱的或贪婪的或拜偶像的或辱骂的或醉酒的或勒索的。 但是我以前会想说，那像一些更严重的罪，比如说杀人的，为什么没有列在这里？
That is because these six kind of things. First of all, it is not that for a person just did this right away. We want to kick them out. No, but these people, they refuse to repent and to get out of these things, then they became this kind of persons.
这里所提到的还不是人偶尔做这些事，乃是他们拒绝悔改，而且他们成为活在这样情形里的一些人。
For instance, it may be once a while that there's somewhat that you drink too much and then you become drunk, then we will kick you out. No, we will not do this. But if you refuse to repent you continue to become a drinker, you become this kind of person, then we cannot let you stay. Why? Because all these things mentioned here can affect other people. Now, if I see another person kill a person, that will not affect me. Don't think, oh, because he killed somebody, so I also can kill somebody. This kind of thing don't happen. But if I see some of the other things mentioned here, that will affect the sense, influence the sense. That's why whoever has these six kind of, not only they do these kind of things, they became this kind of persons, then we cannot receive.
Mm-hmm. 乃是说你喝酒，你留在喝酒的情形里，你成为一个醉酒的人。那这样的情形呢，会影响到教会里别的人。所以像这样子的人，我们就不能与他有交往。啊，那至于杀人，若有人杀人，他不太会影响我，因为我不会学他去杀人那个样子。啊，所以这里说的是活在那种情形里的人，他成为那样子的人。
And so in other words, the first kind of person we cannot receive is those who have these six kind of gross things and they refuse to repent. And this is the first kind.
所以这是第一种人，他活在这样的情形里，他拒绝悔改，他成为这样子的人，那我们就不能与他有交往。
Then the second kind is in the book of Romans. Let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
那第二种人是在罗马书，16章那里提到，我们来看罗马书16章。And in Romans chapter 16, verse 17.
Romans chapter 16, and here he come to verse 17. Yeah, let's read verse 17 together.
Stomach, and through smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple.
In other words, the second kind of people the church cannot receive is that those who create divisions in the church life, then we also cannot receive them.
那第二种教会不能接受的人，就是那些制造分裂和半别之事的人。那在这样的人，在教会生活里，我们也不能接受。Then
the third kind is the those who preach heresies. This is in Second John.
第三种人是那些传异端的人，这个是在约翰二书。
Yeah. So let's turn to Second John. That is okay. Second. Yeah.
Yeah. 约翰一书一章七到九节。因为他只有一章，他这卷书只有约翰二书。
Yeah. 他这一卷书里面，他就讲到这个，从第七节到第九节 ，Yeah， 我们一同读这一。
So let's read Second John, verses 7 through 9.
Let's read them together.
look to yourselves that you do not lose the things which you wrought, but that you may receive the full reward. Everyone who goes beyond and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son.
Yeah, so this portion shows us that the third kind of person the church cannot receive is those who preach heresies. Heresy is not just other kind of teachings, but it's very important teachings that they preach wrongly, not the right kind of teaching. And so this is... some of the speakers that they speak the heresies, then we cannot receive them.
这一段话告诉我们，那些传异端的，那不是传普通的教训，乃是关于神基督身位的一些异端的教训，那像这样子的教训人的教师，我们也不能接受他们。
好，现在对不起，我忘掉了。Now we come to Romans chapter 14, and let's go to Romans chapter 14 and verse 1. We read verse 1 until verse 6. Yeah.
我们现在来读罗马书十四章一到六节。
人性百物不可吃，那软弱的只吃素菜。
And he who does not eat, let him not judge him who eats. God has received him.
Who are you to judge another in his own?
To his own weight, and he will be made to stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One judges one day above another, another judges every day alike. Let each be fully persuaded in his own mind. He who regards that day regards it to the Lord.Christ died and lived again for this, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
Okay, this portion is very clear that in the church life, apart from those three kind of persons, the rest of the saints, we should always receive them. And even though someone are very weak,we still need to receive them. And maybe some of the brothers or sisters are quite peculiar. As long as they don't have that sweet kind of problem, and then we still have to receive them.
这一段话很清楚地给我们看见，在教会生活里，除了刚刚我们说到这三种人之外，我们需要接纳他们。也许有些弟兄姊妹软弱，有些弟兄姊妹你觉得他很奇怪，但是我们都必须在教会生活里接纳他们。
And so then, there are people, even preachers, they think that they only read Romans chapter 14, and they did not read hope. I mean, we saw that they did not know what's mentioned in.First Timothy.
但是有些人甚至一些传道的人，他们知道的呢，就只有罗马书十四章，而他们不知道 提摩太前书所提到的这些事。
And so the reason I have a strong burden because I saw this kind of situation, and there are certain churches, they have many saints, and they have a good group of serving ones. But once I knew one locality, I don't want to mention the name to you, but that locality invited me to go there to have a conference, and then this church had four elders, and two of the elders had that kind of concept that not only we are open to all the saints, we also are open to all the teachings.
我为什么有这么强的负担呢？因为我知道有一些地方教会，特别有一个地方，他圣徒在那里很好，很有爱心，也有服事主的人也很多。但在那里有四位长老，有两位呢，他们就是有这样子的观念：我们不仅接纳所有的圣徒，我们是所有的教训，我们也都敞开来接受。
And of course, when I was there, I shared with them God's economy and God's eternal purpose, and you know, the book of the book of what? Huh?
First Timothy?
No. But okay, but the book of Genesis. And then, of course, you all know, I love Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And as I share that to them, that is the, that is speaking God's economy. And so every saints are very happy, they receive this. And then after I finish, then these two, these two brothers walked up, and he praised me to the uttermost, and then all the saints are very happy. These two brothers who had that concept, I come to that point later, but these two brothers are so happy, and they encourage all the saints to memorize the points that I share with them. So that means they are also very open to what I said.
所以这个召会就请我去有一个特会，那我就与他们分享神的经纶，特别说到创世纪，你知道我是非常喜欢创世纪的，那我就与他们分享。那我分享后呢，那其中这两位长老也来说，他们很高兴我所分享的，甚至鼓励弟兄姊妹要把我所分享的这些点背起来。
那我是特别I'm especially emphasize the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, right? And then so they asked the saints to memorize this. But after they asked the saints to memorize these points, and then he said that right away, both of them said the same thing, that but we are open to all the preachings, all the teachings.
所以他们告诉我，他们也知道我很喜欢创世一章二十六节，他们鼓励弟兄姊妹把我所讲的背下来。但是他们说完这些以后呢，他们马上又说我们也是与所有，我们向着所有的教训都是敞开的。
And so 3 weeks before I went there to have that conference, and there was another brother had a conference in the local church.
在我去三周之前呢，有另一个弟兄也在他们那里开了一个特会。
And that brother, we were good friends because we went to the same high school, we grew up together, and we were baptized the same time. And then, but later, he even served the Lord full time, but then unfortunately that he was very ambitious, that he wanted to establish his own work, and so he left the Lord's recovery, and I did not see him for many years.
那另外这位去开特会的弟兄呢，我跟他是好朋友， 我们是一起长大的，一起在主的教会里受栽培。那他也一开始他也是非常服侍主，甚至全时间服侍主，但是后来呢，因为他的野心，因为他要建立自己的工作，所以他就离开了主的恢复。
And so then these two brothers said we hope that one day we too, that is me and my schoolmate, and we too one day will come together and get a conference together.
那这两位长老呢，他们就跟我说，我希望你们这两位弟兄你们都是好朋友，你们有一天能够一起来在这里开一个特会。
Since I did not see him for many years, so I was curious, and I asked the brothers there, the saints there, when he spoke 3 weeks earlier, what did he say? And by then, nobody remembered what did he say. But then, eventually, one brother said he only remembered one thing, that brother boasted when he went to China. He boasted that he talked to the public the public security, the public the one of the high level of official of the public security bureau. And this brother, in his sharing, he just very proudly to tell people that he had a good relationship with the public security bureau chief.
那我因为好几年没有见到这个弟兄，那我就也很好奇，就问那里的那个召会的弟兄姊妹，这位弟兄开特会是讲些什么呢？那他们都不记得他讲什么。那后来一位弟兄说，他记得说这个弟兄就夸口他到中国访问的时候，跟这个公安局的人有多好多好的关系。所以他所夸口的呢，就是他跟这些公安局的高级官员建立这个良好的关系。
You know, public security is the organization that persecute the churches and put many saints into the prison.
你知道，在中国，公安局是特别负责许多地方，负责逼迫基督徒，甚至把一些基督徒下在监里的。
And you know, China is a very big country, and different area public security behave differently. But then, the one that this brother want to contact is the place that persecute the church the most.
在中国，因为它地方很大，所以各个区的公安局，他带基督徒的态度都不太一样。但这位弟兄他夸口要建立好关系的那个公安局呢，是在中国逼迫基督徒最大的一个地方。
How do you think I can have the same conference with him?
你想我怎么可能跟这位弟兄一起来开一个特会呢？
How could those two brothers receive for the church that kind of ministry?
在那个召会的那两位长老怎么可以这样子的接受各个弟兄的教训？
Okay, I just mentioned one more thing. I stop.And that's almost around 1970 in New York. There was one Reverend so and so. I think he's still alive, so I don't want to mention his name. And then he had the kind of teaching that he told people that he had the spiritual that he could make people rich. He could make people prosperous. And he said, every person has the right to be rich, to be prosperous. Then he said, you only need to give me some seed money. S-E-E-D. The seed money, and I will send handkerchief to you, and I will pray for you. You will become very prosperous.
啊，还有一件例子，就是在1970年，在纽约这里，有一个牧师，他说他有一个属灵的人能力，可以叫人致富。所以你只要给他一点种子的钱，
种子钱，
啊，他就会把他的手帕寄给你，他为你祷告，这样子你就会致富，你会赚很多钱。
Do you think you can receive this kind of teaching?
这样的教训你可以接受吗？
And I don't know how many people get rich because they send in the seed, the money.
我不知道有多少人寄这个种子钱给他，而后来致富的。
But later on the newspaper, I saw the news that he himself became very rich because he was driving Cadillac and his suit was more than $1,000.
然后后来我在新闻上看到他这个人变得很有钱。他开的是凯迪拉克的轿车，穿的是很昂贵的西装服，他自己变了很有钱。
他的西装1000多块钱。
His suit costs more than $1,000.
And do you think we can receive that kind of teaching?
Can we? 我们是不是能接受这样的教训呢？
Okay, I just want to all of us to remember this. This first Timothy.Tells us we cannot receive all kinds of teachings. Okay, we have to receive these teachings that concerning God's eternal purpose, concerning God's eternal economy, and only this kind of teaching is what God wants us to have, and we can preach this. And apart from this, even some of things.Seemingly was from the Bible. Even when here it talking about the genealogy, right? Then those genealogy is not either yours or other people. Those genealogy were from the Bible. Even when you try to research.The Bible, or who is whose grandpa, or who is whose grandson, and don't waste your time. And I'm not joking. We have some saints from church here, and then they left the church here, and they went to another group, Christian group. And that group, that brother, again, I'm sorry, that brother also was a.My good friend, we grew up together, and that brother really had interesting to study this genealogy. And then some of our saints, they did not have the interest about God's eternal purpose and God's eternal economy, God's house. These things, they don't have interest. But I don't know why.They are very much interested about the genealogy, and they left the church here, and they went to that group. And they sometimes, when they some of them came to me, oh, you know, who is whose grandson, and who is whose grandfather? I said, so what? So now you know that who is whose grandson. So what?Did your life grow up because you know this genealogy? That's Satan's tricks to try to put us into what? Into his whatever, to waste our time, and to bring us away from God's eternal purpose. So I just want to say this. Yeah.
所以、yeah. 我希望弟兄姊妹记住，在提摩太前书这一本书里给我们看见，我们所接受的教训是跟神的经纶有关系，是跟神永远的旨意有关系。许多事情虽然甚至都是出于圣经的，像提摩太前书一开始说到的家谱，这个不是你我的家谱，这是圣经旧约的家谱。那甚至这些圣经里有的事情，但是我们很可能也被撒旦使用，把我们带离神经纶的教训，所以我们要小心不要落到这些与神经纶 无关的事情，我们要保守我们自己在神经文的教训上。
Amen. Okay, I'll stop here. Amen.
Don't worry.
不要担心。
Relax. I am not going to speak.
我不会讲。
I spoke last Lord's Day.
我上个主日说了。
However, if you really want to know what is the right teaching, hear my last Lord's Day's message.
你若要知道什么是正确的教训，你应该去听听我上礼拜所交通的。
We have a very important announcement.
我们很重要的报告。
We have the Holy Word for Morning Revival for 2 Timothy, which is what we will start with this week.
我们已经收到提摩太后书的晨兴圣言，也就是我们这一周要开始进入的。
You can pick it up at the book room. The price is $3 each.
你可以在等一下在书房购买，价钱是$3。
However, the numbers are 120 English, 14 Spanish, and 1 Korean.
我们数量有限，英文的有120本，西班牙语的14本，韩语的只有1本。
Therefore, both for the Spanish and for the Korean, Living Stream will allow that we make copies. And especially for the Spanish, to make sure each home meeting has at least 1 copy so you can copy.
所以西班牙语的韩语，因为我们数量有限，所以水流只是在允许我们来copy 来复印。那西班牙语的每一个家聚会应该要有一本。
Now we will pray two by two, and you have 2 mics, one on either aisle, and we encourage the young people to come up to the mics first, otherwise they will not get a chance. So let's pray, and then it's your turn.
We now have 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3,